Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Tuesday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word of Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who's given me the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at, and it doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at an email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. So we thank God for another blessed day. Hey, wherever you listen to me at, won't you join in with me in prayer as we pray unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious God, once again, you have blessed us to come together this day in Jesus' name. You have blessed us to come and assemble in your word. And we know you said where two or three are gathered together in your name, that you will be in the midst. So dear God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for being with us this day. And Lord God, helping us in your word, helping us to understand the written word of God. Help us to receive the written word of God in Jesus' name. So Lord God, we just thank you once again for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. And Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God for another blessed day, another golden opportunity. Before we get into the Word of God, I want to say also, for those of you that are first-time listeners, this is part of an overall series. This is part three. This overall series have like five sections, and this is of the first section, part three, but I've done two parts already of each one of the five sections so far. So coming back around again to this section here, this is part three, but what I want to say is that you're going to hear me mention, other than the Bible, we'll be coming with scripture from the Bible, but you'll hear me mention a couple more books, one called The Word of the Lord and one called The Record of the Nephite. Now, there are also books of the Lord Jesus Christ that goes with the Bible, The Mouth of Two or Three Witnesses. Now, if you listen to the past episodes on this series, I point to you, point you where to go on Blog Talk Radio and give you the title to look it up if you want to hear more concerning these books. But if you want to order them, the Word of the Lord has 120 messages. You can just, you know, how many messages you want to order. They're 75 cents a dozen. Amen. And the Record of Nephite. Oh, excuse me, it's 75, 50 cents a dozen. It's one of the two. And the Record of Nephite is $8 for the book. If you want to order them, and like I said, order it, read it, and take it to Jesus for yourself. That's all I say. And if you want to do that, the headquarters office is located in Independence, Missouri, 64050 608 Lacey Road. If you want to call to order, the number is 1-800-752-1507. That's 1-800-752-1507. And if you don't get nobody at that number, call the number, area code 816-252-2343. Once again, area code 816-252-2343. Glory be to God. Now, having said that, we're going to go on, and tonight, once again, this is titled Health, Healing, Sickness, and Disease, Jesus Will, Part 3, okay? Jesus Will Part 3. Now, in Part 2, we looked at concerning what Jesus went through for us, where that as we I read you a scripture from the record, the book of the called the Record of the Nephite, which is a record of people here on this continent during prehistoric times whom God had used and given his word unto, and how one of the men of God named Abinadi was given a word concerning Jesus before Jesus came in the flesh of what he was going to do. And one of the things he mentioned concerning Jesus is that not only will he be mocked and cast out and disowned by his own people, but he will be scourged. And so we begin to look at that more as the Bible supported that to show that Jesus will be scourged. In fact, even before it happened, even before Jesus was scourged, in Mark chapter 10, Jesus told him that he was going to be scourged. And so we begin to go a little deeper to that to define what the scourge mean. What does it mean that he's going to be scourged? Well, he's talking about being whipped to be inflicted with pain or punishment. And we looked at also the Greek words for the word scourge. We come to understand that there was two Greek words, and it defined and said the same thing. The whip, that is, as a lash, that is, lash as a public punishment. So Jesus was, and this was for our healing, okay? Jesus was whipped in public, in front of people. This wasn't no hidden stuff. This thing was done out in the open. But guess what? It was for our healing, okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And John chapter 19 shows the same thing. Mark 15 and 15, all testify that Jesus was scourged, okay? He was punished. He was whipped. But that was for our healing, okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So that now brings us to, as we go on to part three, and here in part three, I want to start off once again from the book called The Record of the Nephite. And I want to read to you, once again, that was said here in this Nephite record by one of the men of God here. And once again, see, here's the thing about the Lord. The Lord doesn't, when he do things, he doesn't go without leaving himself a witness, okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, he said in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. People that was over here, the Lord gave them a word. God gave them a word concerning what Christ would go through and what he did, even before he came in the flesh, okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And so there was this one name, if I'm not mistaken, named Benjamin over here during that time. And I want to read to you what he said concerning Christ. Now, this word was given to him by the Lord God before Christ came in the flesh, okay? Now, I ask that you listen to this closely. And what I'm reading to you, ask Jesus about it, okay? I mean, Brother Nate is not here on the broadcast to say, you just take it because I said it, don't ask him nothing. It's from God, blah, blah, blah. No. Whatever I tell you, you go and ask Jesus, is this true? Now, this is what he says. He says about Jesus, says, and he shall cast out devils or the evil spirits which dwelleth in the hearts of the children of men, and lo, he shall suffer temptations. And, now listen to this, pain of body, hunger, thirst, and fatigue, even more than man can suffer, except it be unto death. For behold, blood cometh from every pore. So great shall be the anguish for the wickedness and abomination of his people. Now, one of the things I want to bring to your attention is when he said not only that Jesus will suffer temptation, but he also said pain of body. Pain of body.
Now, we don't want to get this misunderstood, because sometimes when people hear words pain of body, what do you automatically think of? Sickness. So you would think that, oh, okay, Jesus walked around, went around sick, huh? He would get sick like everybody else. No, Jesus didn't walk around sick. But we want to understand a little bit more concerning this pain of body that he would suffer. And we want to come to understand this is another thing that was connected for our healing. Hallelujah. Because he bared this pain in the body. You know why? So you wouldn't have to. Amen. Well, let's talk about some of the things about this pain of body that he would suffer. Okay, let's go to the Bible here. Matthew chapter 27. In the Bible, Matthew chapter 27. Let's look at that. Glory be to God. See, Jesus, you know, and we're looking at what he suffered. Matthew chapter 27, and we're going to start at verse 29. And what he suffered shows us that he wants us to be healed, because in part, one of the things that he suffered was for that we may be delivered from sickness and disease, okay, that we don't have to walk around sick. Now, I know that's hard for some people to compute, okay, because the world had told you, and you didn't grow up thinking that you got to go be at the doctor and you got to get sick. No, you don't have to be. Okay. Now notice what it says in Matthew chapter 27, verse 29. It said, and when they had platted a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. And they spit upon him, and they took the reed and smote him on the head. Did you hear that? And after that, they had mocked the robe from, took the robe off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they were coming to a place called Golgotha, that is to say a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. Okay. Now, from what I understand, if I'm not mistaken, the vinegar was given to, like, something help dull the pain. But look at one of the things that he suffered. They took a crown of thorns. Now, picture thorns, how sticky they are. Now, you push a thorn in somebody, it'll stick in them, and put it on his head, stuck it in his head. He suffered that in his head. You know what? For us, he suffered that pain in body for us. Hallelujah. Do you get that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. He suffered that we won't have to. Do you hear that? He suffered that in his body so that we wouldn't have to suffer in dealing with sickness, because sickness and disease brings what? It brings pain. Hallelujah. Let's go to John chapter 20. John chapter 20. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, John chapter 20, verse 27. When Jesus appeared to Thomas, he said, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. Now, why did Jesus tell that? Because his hands was bored. When he was nailed to the cross, it bored through his hands. Yeah. Hallelujah. His hands, feet, it was bored through. Okay? He went through that pain of body for us, people. How is we talking about where the Lord want us sick? He went through that pain of body for us. He bared it for us. Now, there's probably no doubt other symbolic, well, it's a lot of things that Jesus did and went through for us has carried many symbolic meanings, okay? It represents different things. But I'm here to tell you, hallelujah, he suffered that for us. Hallelujah. The crown that was put on his head, okay, He suffered that pain in the head. Why? So you won't have to be suffering that pain in the head. That you don't have to. See, this is something, like I said, some Christians, I'm not so much as caught up as about sinners because I know they don't understand, but this is what some Christians have failed in the category that they feel like you got to be sick, that you got to get sick, okay? And we're starting to quote, just like the world quote. You know what the world said? Well, you got to die of something, you know. Amen. You know, if you tell people in the world, say, well, you know, I don't go to the doctor. I don't have to go to the doctor. They just look at you funny and buck-eyed. Now it's sad to say even some Christians looking at you like that. Amen. Because why? They think that you have to be sick. And you don't have to be sick. Amen. Now let's go to Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53. And what I'm showing you here is that Jesus went to prove that it's not his will for us to be sick by what he went through in his body for us. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3 and 4. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3 and 4. Hallelujah. Amen. See, Jesus, my God. And you know, thinking on this word here, you know, the Lord started dealing with me about it. And showing me, said, why are we carrying sicknesses and diseases, even in our bodies? Why is that? When we don't have to. No, we don't have to. Amen. When I say we, I'm talking about all of us. We don't have to. Okay. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53:3 said he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Now, in Matthew chapter 8, verse 17, griefs and sorrows are translated there in Matthew as sicknesses and disease. Well, he bore it. Okay. No, he didn't walk around sick and diseased, but he suffered in his body for us, the pain, because that's what sickness and disease bring. It brings pain to the body. You know, you ain't finding, how many of y'all found sickness and disease to come to your body and make you feel good? Guarantee you ain't found one. Not gonna find one. Because that's not the role of sickness and disease. When sickness and disease hit you, it don't make you feel good. It ain't coming to your body to make you feel exuberant and wants to jump all over everywhere and go out and play ball. No. And see, sickness and disease can bring grief and sorrow. Amen. Because think about it. If anyone had a disease or sickness that kept them bedridden, they can't get up. Well, you know, you start getting sorrow start in your heart. You can't hardly do nothing. You can't hardly move. Amen. Sickness and disease do not bring joy. Okay? It don't bring joy. But he bore that for us. When he suffered, not only what he did in healing people, but also what he went through, the pains of the body in his body for us. No, Jesus didn't walk around sick, but those pains he suffered in the body, hallelujah, was for our healing. He suffered that. Why? So we wouldn't have to suffer. Amen. Listen, you don't have to be sick. You know, you got some people saying, well, you know, that's a sign of humility. Just being humble. No, it ain't. It's a sign of bondage. It's a sign of bondage. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, look at verse 5. The Bible said here, but he was wounded for our transgressions. So he was wounded that we may be delivered from sickness and disease. He was wounded for our transgression. He didn't commit transgression. He was wounded for us. That's another reason why he suffered these wounds. Okay? He was bruised for our iniquities. Okay? This goes along with the pains of the body. Okay? The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And look what it says. And with his stripes, we are healed. With his stripes. When you look up that word stripes in the Hebrew, original Hebrew word there, for the word stripes, that means bound with stripes, that is a wheel, W-E-A-L, wheel, okay? Bound with stripes, that is a wheel, okay? Now, what is a wheel? A wheel, according to Webster, is a welt. It's called a welt. And a welt, okay, the word wheel, W-E-A-L, according to Webster, is a welt, a W-E-L-T. Now, you say, well, what is a welt? Okay, according to Webster, once again, a welt is a ridge or lump raised on the body as by a blow or allergic reaction. Okay? Once again, let me say it once again. The word stripes, said by his stripes we'll heal. It means by his will, W-E-A-L. And a will is a welt. And a welt is a ridge. In other words, a ridge or a lump raised on the body as by a blow or allergic reaction. So where did the blows come from? Well, remember what we looked at part two in. He was scourged. Those blows, when he was hit with the whip and it had the like cattails at the end of it and it stuck in his skin and snatched, and when they snatch it, it snatched and ripped through his skin. Okay? See, Isaiah, this was revealed to Isaiah before Christ came in the flesh. This is what our Lord and Savior, before he came in the flesh, was going to do for us. Man, I could just imagine God had to brace himself, man, because you're Almighty God. You have to set aside your mighty power, come down, incarnate in the flesh, and go through that, feeling that, just like we will feel it as human beings if someone did us like that, okay? Amen. But you know that stripes, once again, was for your healing. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible said, by his stripes, we are healed. By his wounds, we are healed. Glory to God. Glory to God. How much more proof do Christ have to show us that he wants us to be healed? Jesus Christ do not want you to be sick, because if he did, then that would be pulling against the grain of what he did. That means that what he did was in vain. Why would you want somebody sick, but you go through so they can be healed? It don't make no sense right there, okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. So by his wounds, by his stripes, by the blows that he suffered, hallelujah, we are healed. When they nailed the nail in his hand and his feet, when they set the crown upon his head and stuck the crown, the thorns in his head, and you can imagine it sticking through his flesh in his head, hallelujah, for your mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah, for our mind, people. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Oh, my God, this is just, you know, this is why the devil don't want you to hear this, okay? Now, see, the devil, He don't want you to hear this. Okay? Hallelujah. Because he knows that this word would do something for your spirit. See, some of you listening, you may be bound by sickness or disease. It may have been going on for a while. And you start wondering and say, Lord, do you want me like this? And the Lord just picked a time like this. Here you is, listening to the broadcast, to hear that it's Jesus' will for you to be healed. And has allowed and blessed me to give you the word to show you what he went through, to show you that he wants you to be healed. Now, I don't know about you, but that has done something for my spirit, to know that he had borne my griefs and carried my sorrows. He suffered the pains in body, not sickness, but the pains in body that come from the wounds, from the whips, glory to God, from the beating, when they beat and spit and mocked on him, you know, mocked him, from the thorns that were being pushed down in his head. All of this, he was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquities. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now look what 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Now look what Peter has to say about Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. First, let me go to verse 21. He said, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteous. Okay? See, even when he suffered, Peter said, when he suffered, he threatened not. Even when they beat upon him and mocked and spit on him and beat him with that whip, he didn't threaten. He didn't say nothing. He took it. He bore the pains in his body for you and me, so we won't have to walk around sick, bearing the pains in our bodies that come from sickness and disease. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How much more does he have to show us that we may see that he wants us to be healed? Glory be to God. Verse 24 said, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Now, he repeat just about basically the same thing Isaiah said. But Isaiah said, by his stripes ye are healed. He said here, by whose stripes ye were healed, let you know it was done. Hallelujah. See, in the mind of God, what he did, Lord Jesus Christ, it's done. Okay? See, we got to get in a place to receive it. And when I say we, I'm talking about me too, all of us. Got to get in a place to receive it. Now, he said, by his stripes. Okay? Now, this word stripes here is in the New Testament. And the original Greek word for the word stripes there means the face, a mole, akai, or blow mark. So it's the same as stripes in Isaiah 53. He took a black eye or a blow mark. He took a blow mark to the body, the whipping, and the nailing to the cross. And when they beat him and hit him in the face, he took all that for us. Now, why would he bear that just to tell us we got to walk around sick, bearing sickness and disease in our body? No. No, we don't. Like I said, look at Jesus. Paul said he left us an example. We should follow his steps. Well, go back and trace his steps. Was he walking around sick? No. Well, he said we ought to follow his steps. So if Jesus walked around healing, guess what that means? The Lord wants you to walk around in healing. See, the devil don't want you to hear this message. And he said, no, he don't. He wants you to be sick. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you hear that? I pray that you do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's what he went through for us, see? He suffered pain of body. Not just for our sins, the answer to sin, that's part of that too. But also that you may be healed, that you don't, you know, you don't have to walk around sick. Now, I know that the government wouldn't want to hear this message, and especially the pharmaceutical companies don't want me to preach this to you all that's listening. Why? Because I'm hurting their money making, okay? Man, they hear this, and the first thing they do is they love throwing up the word false hope. You got to quit giving people false hope. Well, I tell them, don't worry about me doing that. You're doing a good enough job already and stuff that you created. Okay? Amen. People, I have to tell you and share with you the word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory. I have to do that. Now, let's go to Matthew chapter 8, and let's look at what Jesus did. Now, what he suffered, we have been looking at that. Now, let's look at what he did. Another thing to prove that he wants man to be healed. Now, Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 8. Let's look at verse 16 and verse 17. Now, look what the word of God said. When the even was come, they brought unto him, unto who? To Jesus. Many that were possessed with devils, he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Now, wait a minute. If Jesus wanted them sick, when the people brought their sick folks to him, how come he didn't turn them away? Why would he go to the length, as the Bible says here, to heal all that were sick? Now, notice it said the word all, not some. See, that just in case some people out there are talking about, well, you know, it's for some people to be healed and some people ain't. No, it ain't. Jesus wants all to be healed. You know, our Lord ain't a respectable person. He don't care what color or race or gender you are. He wants you to be healed. So if Jesus wanted you sick, then when they brought their sick folks unto him, we would have read the Bible say, when they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, he told them to turn around and go away. But he didn't do that. You see, verse 17, he said that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses, okay? You get that. Just like Isaiah said in Isaiah 53. That's why I said that's, I could see that being a twofold application. Here we see that when Isaiah said in Isaiah 53, he bore our griefs and our sorrows, okay? Amen. We see right here, we read in Matthew 8, 16 through 17, is what he did in healing and casting out these evil spirits, but also bearing our griefs and sorrows at the pain of body he suffered, not from being sick, but from being what? Whipped and beaten, okay? And nailed to the cross and having a crown of thorns stuck in his skin on top of his head. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. Let's look at Mark chapter 5 here. See, we just seen what Jesus did to prove that he wanted man to be healed. He healed all. And he cast out the demon spirits. Now, I want to say something else before I go on. And I may have mentioned it before, but I want to say it now that notice that it said that when they brought to him many that were possessed with devils, okay, they just bring, you know, and they brought the sick folk. But many, the Bible said, many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word. Now, one of the things that you would come to understand when you are in the ministering work of the Lord is that some sicknesses and disease requires, in order for the person to be healed, it requires you to cast a demon out. Now, I didn't say all of them. For the most part, sickness and disease is satanic oppression. Now, we can do some things like go outside in the rain and catch a cold and call that to come. But in general, sickness, the author of sickness and disease is Satan, okay? And many times, he either a demon is directly there applying the sickness or disease, or sometimes Satan would indirectly touch your body with sickness and disease. So you'll find sometimes in ministering to people for them to be healed, you will have to cast out a demon, but not every time. Because, see, sometimes people go to extreme in the other areas. Some of them think, oh, I've been dealing with this sickness. I need this demon cast out of me. And may not even have a demon in directly there afflicting them. The demon may be indirectly afflicting them. Well, they just need to hear the word of faith, come against it, stand, and rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Okay? In Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to verse 34, the word said, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and has suffered many things of many physicians, okay, as doctors, and has spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue and going out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touches me? Who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Now, here's the question. If it was Jesus' will for her to be sick, how come that when he turned around and saw it was her, how come he didn't chastise her? How come he didn't get on her case? Why would he say, daughter, thy faith made thee whole, go in peace? And then he said, go in peace. And then he said, what? And be whole of thy plague. You get that? Now, if Jesus wanted her sick, he wouldn't have said those words right there. Most definitely. Wouldn't he tell you, go in peace and be whole of your plague if he wants you sick? Amen. He wouldn't want that. He wouldn't even have said that, okay? Hallelujah. Now, I've said this on a broadcast before, and I'll say this again. Verse 25 said, this woman had an issue of blood 12 years. And he said, brother Nate, why are you mentioning that? Because, listen, it doesn't matter. And this is for those of you especially that's listening who have been dealing with a sickness and disease for quite a few years. It doesn't matter how long you have had this sickness and disease. Jesus can still deliver and heal. Amen. See, people will look at people and say, oh, they've been like this so long. Ain't no chance for them. They can't get healed. They've been through that for 20 years. That ain't what Jesus said. See, Jesus' power is not based on time, per se. You know, by being 20 years, they say, oh, it's too hard. My power can't do nothing for someone that's been suffering for 20 years like that. No, Jesus can heal you. You could have been had it 12 years or 25 or 30 years. You're going to see that more in this time. People already is being healed from having sicknesses and diseases for years. There have been people that haven't been able to walk for years. Now they're walking. So don't worry about putting a time limit on my God. Don't worry about saying, oh, that person been in that condition 40 years. There is no way he can heal them. Don't worry about putting a time like that on my Lord, because it ain't going to work. He will show you up in a heartbeat. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9. We'll start looking at verse 17. Go to verse 25. Mark chapter 9, verse 17 to verse 25. Now look what the word of God says. Say, and one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which have a dumb spirit. Whithersoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnashes with his teeth and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He, which is Christ, answered and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long ago is it since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oftentimes they have cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. Did you hear that? But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. Do you hear that? Hallelujah. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said unto him, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, come out of him and enter no more into him. Now, once again, if Jesus wanted this man to be sick, because he did deaf and dumb spirit had him, and what was this evil spirit trying to do? Working on doing? Destroying him. See, when Satan works through sickness and disease, he's not merely just trying to make you uncomfortable. Understand that. He wants to literally destroy you. See, that's why Jesus, that's the reason why Jesus is not for sickness, he's for healing. Because Jesus is not set out to see you want to see you destroyed. See, that's what sickness and disease do, come and destroy your health, your well-being, your focus of mind, your peace. That's what it comes to do. That's why Satan, quote, casts this thing, to destroy all that, okay? So let's not welcome sickness and disease, okay? Let's not do that. You know, you got, like I said, you got people that, well, you got to die of something. No, you don't, okay? Let's not welcome sickness and disease. Some people say, well, you know, that's a sign of humility. No, that's a sign of bondage. That's what that is. When sickness is riding you down, that's a sign of bondage. That ain't a sign of humility. Amen. Jesus cast his spirit out. He said, thou dumb and deaf spirit. Once again, you'll find it like this situation. There's some times, in order for the person to be healed, you have to cast the demon out. Sometimes a demon is directly there enforcing the sickness or the disease, and you have to cast him out. And see, and throw a little nugget in here, and notice that the man said, hey, I brought him to your disciple, but they couldn't do it. Couldn't cast him out. Jesus cast him out. And when you read the rest of the story, you can read the rest of the chapter, the disciples come to Jesus and said, Lord, how come we couldn't do it? And he said, this can only come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. So there are certain things that you have to pray and fast to get a revelation from the Lord in what type of spirit you're dealing with. Understand what I'm saying? Because many times you need a discernment, okay? See, notice Jesus didn't say, thou spirit, y'all evil spirit, come out. But he called the name of it, thou deaf and dumb spirit, describing what type of spirit it is. He had called it out. And see, many times when in prayer and fasting, the Lord will give you what is called in the Bible a word of knowledge or a discerning of spirit. He'll let you see what type of demon it is, or give you a word to tell you what kind of demon it is, and you have to call it out for the person to be healed. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go to John chapter 5. John chapter 5. Glory to God. John chapter 5. Thank you, Jesus. When you get a chance, read this fifth chapter of John. Amen. I want to sum it up for you. You know, there was a pool called Bethesda, and at a certain time of the year, an angel would come down and trouble the waters, and the first one to get in would get healed. Well, there was this man, we read this fifth chapter of John, and the Bible says that this man had an infirmity 38 years. That's a long time, people. And when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, that's 38 years, a long time, okay? Jesus asked the question, would thou be made whole? Okay? Would thou be made whole? And the man went and explained, said, sir, I don't have no man that when water's trouble, I don't have no man to put me in the pool. He said, while I'm coming, another step down before me. You know, I ain't got no help. Nobody help. No, you know. And Jesus told him, next verse said, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole. Now, I want you to see something in this right here. When we are in need of healing, we need to come to Jesus. But there are some times where Jesus initiates healing. I say it again. There is sometimes where Jesus initiates the healing. See, just like you read the fifth chapter, I noticed that that man was there at the pool of Bethesda. He didn't go to Jesus. Jesus came to him. And Jesus asked him, would I be made whole? So there are sometimes you will see that the Lord would initiate the healing process. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shatabukulavashita. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And notice that the Bible said in verse 9, and immediately the man was made whole. Which also tells us it can happen immediately. Because it immediately happened. Okay? Now you say, why are you stressing on that? I'm going to show you why. Let's go to John chapter 9. I think this is John chapter 9. Thank you, Jesus. John chapter 9. Glory to God. In fact, tell you what. Let's go to Luke chapter 17. This is why I want to show you this. Let's go to Luke chapter 17 right quick. Instead of John chapter 9, let's go to Luke chapter 17. And I'm going to read start at verse 12. Luke chapter 17, starting at verse 12. And the word of God said, and as he, which is Christ, entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, so they had leprosy, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass as they went, they were cleansed. And you see that? As they went. In other words, it didn't say immediately they were cleansed, but as they went. So some healings are gradual. Over the course of time, but it's still healing. Now, some of you say, well, why is that so? Well, to be honest with you, I don't fully know. I think that part of it has to deal with the amount of faith we have in there. But to be overall honest with you, I don't know, okay? But we still understand that Jesus heals. Because see, the Bible said, as they went, it didn't say immediately they right there, but as they went on the way, they were healed. Hallelujah. When we looked at the man at the pool of Bethesda, the Bible said immediately he was healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Now, Let's look at one more right quick. Now let's go to John chapter 9. And I want to show you, give you this verse, and I want to tell you why I'm giving you this verse here, John chapter 9. And this is the young man who was blind from birth. And glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And verse 6 in John chapter 9 said, when he, which is Christ, had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. Now, you said, well, okay, Brother Nate, why you bring me to that? Because this one was straight. Now, he spit on the ground, he anointed the – okay, now, we use anointing oil today, okay, and that's of the Lord. But notice that the other times it dealt with healing, like we look at the man approved Bethesda, we look at the 10 lepers, that there was no anointing of them by Jesus. Now, the reason why I bring this up, because sometimes, and especially some of us in the ministry, we think that when, and don't get me wrong, I'm not speaking against anointing oil. Please hear me on this. But we think that every single time people have to be anointed with oil for them to be healed. And it's not necessarily so. Because think about it. What if you left your oil at the house and someone really was in need of healing? What are you going to do? What are you going to say? Well, I just say a prayer or I don't know what to do. Why? Because I don't have my oil. I mean, don't get me wrong now. There have been times that, you know, in praying for someone, I was just led to pray. I was not led to anoint them with oil. Because remember, it's about being led by the Spirit of God, okay? And the Spirit of God is not going to have you anointed, just anointing people with oil all the time, okay? If you look at how Jesus ministered to people that were sick, he didn't anoint people with oil all the time. Amen. He didn't. He did not anoint people with oil all the time. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I thank God for the word today. Thank God for his Spirit. Thank God for what he's doing, what he's going to do. The Lord say the same. I will be back with another section of part 3 of Health, Healing, Sickness, Disease, The Devil's Wheel, part 3. So Lord say the same. Look for the advertisement then tomorrow. So once again, I thank God for all you are listening. And I'm going to close with prayer. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for this day that you have blessed us. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that we was able to go into your word today. Father, I pray that I have presented in such a way that it has been pleasing to your sight, that it may bring all glory and honor to your name. So, Lord God, thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you for blessing me, healing me in my body, in Jesus' name. And all that are listening, who desire to know truth and the healing power of Christ, thank you for healing them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. So I thank God once again for all you've been listening. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.